During the class period, Austin, Ty, and I talked about John Mark. We discussed how Mark overcame his failure of leaving Paul and Barnabas on the first missionary journey. When Mark could have let the failure hold him back, he didn't. Instead, he goes on the second missionary journey with Barnabas and eventually writes the Gospel of Mark. We too can overcome our past failures. However, there's one failure we cannot overcome on our own, and that is sin. Sin separates man from God. Thanks to sin, man could no longer walk with God in the Garden of Eden. None of us are innocent from sin. As stated in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And unfortunately, we read in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death. There is no way we could overcome such a burden on our own. But God, in His mercy, sent His Son to take on the burden of sin for us. He was crucified so that we could be pardoned from our iniquities. We are no longer separated from God. As Paul says in Ephesians 2, verses 12 through 13, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. How do we receive such a gift? For that, I turn to John Mark's book. In Mark 16:16, Christ says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Let God help you overcome your sins. Become one of His tonight. If anyone is subject to the invitation, have them come over now. Come down now as we stand and sing.
Waiting and watching. Why?